Sometimes forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, what are some of the mindset tools that you've noticed works over the years?
Yeah, this is a really good question, Hugh. So I know we've talked about these quite a bit, like in like just you and I, like off, you know, off the record or whatever. So I know you'll have some input here, but one of the things that I found really useful is to get into routine. So if you get into routine, you can do things such as listen to a hypnosis track, or what I like to do is use a brainwave entrainment track. So what I want to do is put myself in a really good state. So usually that's going to be like theta. So you want to be in theta or possibly alpha, but theta is pretty good. And then I want to make my trading decision. So for example, in the morning, what I'll do after my kitties are off for the day, I will have a look at the charts. And what I like to do is I like to listen to my brainwave entrainment track for theta. And then I'll scroll through my charts and I'll make a recording for the members in the forum, and I'll just see what I'm going to do. What sort of trades am I going to take later on in the evening when the London market opens? So that's how I run my day. Another thing that I like to do is I like to use a thing called the Neo Neurophone. So this is kind of an interesting tool. So I'll put the link in the show notes for people that are interested. I don't think you can buy one anymore. They were for sale on Indiegogo, and then they weren't, and then they were again, and then they weren't. And I think you might have to find like a used one on eBay or Amazon or something. But basically what it does, it's like a imagine if you had like a magic pill or whatever that you could take, and then and when you take it, your brain is extremely switched on. So you know, have you ever had a feeling where like you just felt like you were on, and like you could do whatever, you could focus, you could make the right decision, you are just really maybe smarter or better equipped than you normally are? Have you ever had that feeling?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like they call it being the zone, I guess, right?
Yeah. It's kind of like that. So what you can do is you can wear one of those, and it looks kind of funny, but I used to walk around with one on, but then, you know, I have to put like a hat on and stuff to hide the wires and stuff. I wear one when we do this podcast. I wear one when I do my back testing. What I'm trying to do, it does a couple of things. So the Neo Neurophone, you can do a couple of things. You can learn a language, or you can put some information into your subconscious, but you can also just basically increase the blood flow to your brain in a way that you're switched on and you feel like you're just on your game. So that's really what it's for. And so it's useful I like to use it during back testing. You could do it when you're trading as well. But for me, it's really more about learning new things. So if I want to put some information into my subconscious, I can do that with it, or I can just wear it when I'm doing my back testing. That's another thing. You can also learn to meditate. I know you were a big fan. You turned me on to the Muse tool. So that's pretty good, because it's like a biofeedback tool. It can teach you to know when you are relaxed, when you've basically pulled yourself down into alpha, and that will give you a really good feel for how to basically get to a calm mind. And why would you want this though? Why is it important to have a calm mind as a trader? Well, what we want to do as a trader is we want to focus in on what's going to work for us, which is going to be executing our trading strategy. It's not going to be thinking about, worrying about, or being concerned about other issues. It's going to be just simply focusing in on our strategy. And the best way to do that is to calm your mind, whether it's through the brainwave entrainment, the Neo Neurophone, or just simple meditation. And finally, the last thing that I like to use, or that I'll mention here anyway, is hypnosis. So hypnosis is great, because you can take time to do it at any time in the day. It's only going to take you, in most cases, about 30 minutes, 29 minutes or so. And it's a way of building up the confidence in your trading. So I have a hypnosis track that I can put in the show notes for you, that I had a company that does hypnosis tracks. I had them create this one for Forex traders. They had one for traders, and I said, hey, it's not very good. Why don't you guys do one for Forex traders? And they said, yeah, but what should be on it? And I said, well, why don't you put this on it? And they did. So that's available for you too. It's, you know, it's relatively cheap, and it's a way for you to actually create habits and beliefs in your trading in such a way that you build up your confidence as you go. So those are the things that I think are probably you know, one of those, at least one of those will probably be interesting to some of the listeners. And, and those are the things that I focus in on. What about you, Hugh? What are some of the things you're using now?
Well, I'm still getting through the stuff that you showed me, actually. I know you showed me the Neo Neurophone at the Mastermind, and that's really cool. And I haven't been able to get my hands on one yet, but I definitely want to try that out. But yeah, the hypnosis tracks that you recommended, like you talked about,
right?
Those are working very well. It's kind of deceiving because I think in the past I would use those things and then I would use it for like a week and I'm thinking like, oh, this doesn't work. And then, but in reality, you have to use them for like a month at least, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a month. Yep. Yep. Daily.
And for me, it's daily. Like, yeah. It's like, I don't know. It is helping. I can tell because like in the past where I may have given up on something, I now find myself like trying to power through it, and you know, I can see the progress, so it definitely works, at least for me.
Right. What about, I know you were getting into tapping that we had at the Adam Hartley shared with us at the London conference. What about that? Has that been something that you've been using?
Yeah, that's been helping. I haven't used it much lately because I haven't really felt the need to, but there were like a couple of things that I kind of wanted to release the emotional attachment tool, I guess, and tapping is really good for that.
Right. That's excellent. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, subliminals is another one that I like to use. So that's another thing that you might look into. I can put in the show notes. I recommend InnerTalk. That's a place that's, I know that they do good ones. You have to be careful there because some of them, you know, there's some, you have to look at the research on that because some of them probably aren't going to do anything. So you have to be careful there. But yeah, so yeah, there are a lot of different ways to approach it. Some people don't like meditation, but they like hypnosis. Now, I would argue that they're essentially very, very similar things. But, you know, I mean, some people don't like brainwave entrainment, but they like subliminal. So you just have to kind of get into what makes sense to you. Maybe it's tapping or hypnosis or whatever it is. The thing is to build it into your habit. You know, make sure that you use it over and over again, and that's where you'll see the big gains. If you just listen to a subliminal one night or one day you listen to your hypnosis track, it's probably not going to do much. You kind of have to build it up. And that's because when you think about it, it makes sense. Like we have all these things in our subconscious that we've accumulated over the years. So, you know, it's going to be really difficult to, you know, put something new in there and have it stick because we have all these other ideas that are directing our thoughts and our actions in our subconscious. So we really need to work hard to wedge something in there. So that should probably make sense to most people.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you can't undo like 20, 30, 40 years or whatever in like a week. Yeah. So
exactly. Yeah. Great question.
Okay, cool. That's really cool stuff. Yeah. I really like that stuff. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.